Live from SCORE Las Vegas in the Luxor Hotel Casino, you're listening to the Nick Bonsanto Show.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Thank you for being part of the program. We appreciate you listening. Wherever that may be, tell you what, we're everywhere. The American Forces Network all over the globe, down in Atlanta, maybe up in New York or here in Las Vegas. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate having you on board. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm really happy to have my next guest on the show. It is speaking with him, I think, is going to be a very interesting conversation, one I'm sure you will find interesting as well. This coming week, actually on Tuesday, March 19th and Wednesday, March 20th, he will be over at the Mob Museum here in Las Vegas, the National Museum of Organized Crime and Law Enforcement, going to be signing some copies of his book, Personal Foul, talking betting tips with you, and has some presentations to do. Joining us on the program, former NBA referee and a name you never forget, Tim Donaghy. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate you coming on. You know, and I do appreciate it because, you know, before I get into it, I would imagine, and I'm wondering, everybody would hear you coming on to do an interview, and I know you do so many. You're accessible to a lot of different people. Does it ever get old to you to bring up, you know, the history, you know, when you were in the NBA and the issues that followed you and your resignation in the gambling? Does it ever get old to you?
You know, it really doesn't get old. I will tell you that it really, you know, brings me back and makes me humble. You know, I had a great life and I made some poor choices, and because of that, I am not in a position that I was in when I was running up and down the floor with the greatest athletes in the world. So, you know, it's good at times to get knocked down a notch, and, you know, I certainly have been. So, you know, it's a situation where I definitely stumbled, and I'm getting back up. So things are getting better day by day.
Well, you know, Tim, and I know that everybody, you know, in this country, one of the things is everybody, you know, gets second chances, and you've got to make the most of your second chances, and I get it. And I want to get into why you're going to be in Vegas. We will talk about that here a little bit. But, you know, when you look back at the circumstances and what caused your issues, is there one point you ever look at and you go, boy, that was the biggest mistake I ever made? Was there ever one thing that you pointed at and said that was it?
No doubt about it. I mean, when you talk about having that gambling bug, certainly a lot of us have that. A lot of the referees had it, but I'll never forget when my buddy flipped me the Philadelphia Daily News and asked me to pick three NBA games for him that night, and I rattled them off real quick, and all three of them won. And, you know, the next day he called me and wanted to know why it was so easy for me to pick the games. And when I explained it to him about how relationships existed between referees and owners, referees and coaches, and referees and players, you know, and the point spreads at times were probably 5 or 6 points off. We were basically off and running. And I think when I look back at everything, you know, I certainly wish I didn't do a lot, but that was one thing that I wish that I had stayed away from.
Yeah, speaking with Tim Donaghy. And Tim, I mean, you grew up a Philly guy, and you're in Philadelphia, and I don't want to throw Philly under the bus, but I mean, you know, in Philadelphia, I mean, you get South Philly, and I'm from that neck of the woods myself, so, you know, I'm a South Jersey guy, Philadelphia area guy, and, you know, I know there's a lot of that stuff that goes on in the streets, and I could imagine it as it was with you. The temptations can be pretty tough to withstand.
No doubt about it. I mean, growing up in that neck of the woods, like you said, I mean, I was a caddy in seventh grade where guys were rolling dice up against the wall and pitching pennies before they went out for their loop. So, you know, that part of the woods is definitely, you know, a situation where, you know, you're watching the Eagles games with your parents and somebody's got a $50 bet on something. So no doubt about it. I grew up around it. Although my father wasn't a gambler, I grew around, you know, people who were. And, you know, it makes things exciting for a lot of people, and it certainly did for me.
Speaking with Tim Donaghy, former NBA official, with us here today. And, you know, Tim, I've got to ask you this, and I hope this doesn't come off wrong, but, you know, when I got the press release that you're going to be in Las Vegas at the Mob Museum, talking gambling, signing your books, and it crosses my mind, is that the only avenue for you, or do you still enjoy it? I mean, it just seemed, I don't know, if it were me, I would wonder if I wouldn't want to distance myself from it. Are you comfortable talking about that now?
Sure. I mean, absolutely I'm comfortable, you know, because the bottom line is I'm speaking the truth. You know, like you just said, it's probably not my first choice to be out doing things of this nature, but it was difficult for me to find a job. I threw out about 150 resumes and wasn't able to get a job because of my past. You know, I started working for a sports handicapper. We put together a new website, refpicks.com, and I go around and I give some speeches at certain situations and certain events, and the Mob Museum was nice enough to reach out to me, and they thought it was a great story to have me present and discuss, and, you know, I'm grateful to do it.
Yeah, and, you know, Tim, I get it, and I do think, and the folks over at the Mob Museum, they are good people, and I've been over there. I actually enjoy the facility, but, you know, when you look, so you have the refpicks.com running now. Let me, has anybody, like, when you start, got into that, and I get this, because in life, you know, you need a second chance, and if nobody wants to give it to you, you've got to do what you can do to earn a living, because we all have to survive today. But did you get a lot of heat for getting involved with the refpicks.com? Did anybody pick up the phone and say, hey, Tim, what are you doing?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there's been articles written. You know, some people like it and say, yeah, go do it. Some people don't like it. But, you know, in anything in life, you're going to have people against you, and you're going to have people with you, and that's what you know, good stories are about, and that's what controversy is about. And the bottom line is, I still watch a lot of games. I'm still able to pick these games somewhat correctly. I think I'm 12-5 in my last 17 games, and everything's documented. So if I can put winners out there for people that use this tool as a form of entertainment, they're not gambling their rent money, they're not gambling their mortgage money or their grocery money, you know what? I think it's a good avenue of entertainment for people, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Speaking with Tim Donaghy here on the program, and Tim, you know, and Las Vegas, you know, because I moved here to Las Vegas myself doing the show here, and I've only been here not quite a year yet, you know, and it's interesting is, you know, the different areas of the country. In Las Vegas, you know, sports books, they are part of the fabric of Las Vegas, and it's not the seedy underbelly that you get in some of the other cities in the country that are doing it illegally. Has that helped you when you do it in a city like Las Vegas, where it is a little more mainstream? Does it make it a little more easier for you to talk about it and not necessarily get those dirty looks from people going, why is he talking about it?
No, I think that the story speaks for itself. I think it's a good story. It's a story about how somebody definitely has fallen and made some poor choices. And, you know, the crux of the story is to let them know how I got involved with the wrong people. And listen, the bottom line is we all have choices to make in life. And the bottom line is you need to make the right ones, because when you think nobody's looking at you, they are. So the bottom line is, you know, we need to put our best foot forward and continue to stay on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, and you have the new book, right? Personal Foul. That's the book, correct?
Yeah, the book is Personal Foul, and I was very fortunate that in the first time in the history of the FBI, the agent that was in charge of my investigation and actually arrested me wrote the foreword for my book. So I'm excited that he did that, and he stood by me, and you know, he helped me a great deal.
I mean, now that to me, that's just amazing. I can't picture the guy that arrests you writing the foreword to your book. I mean, in doing this, did he see your evolution a little bit? Is that what made him want to do it?
I think what made him do it or want to get involved to do it was that, you know, he had an understanding of, you know, what I was involved in and what I did and how I fell into it and how it was so easy for me to make the picks. I think that, you know, we became friends over the course of the investigation and me being a cooperating witness, and you know, he reached out to me and had several opportunities to have, you know, some good conversations. And I asked him, and he said that he would do it as long as he read the book and he felt comfortable with what was in the book. And, you know, he read every page of it and decided to do it. So I'm very grateful to him.
Speaking with Tim Donaghy, Tim, in the book, is there, you know, and I know I want people to get your book. And also, if they're in Las Vegas on Tuesday, March 19th, or on Wednesday, March 20th, they can come over and see you over at the Mob Museum. And I know you've also got a special presentation on the Wednesday day, and there are some tickets that can be purchased for that at themobmuseum.org. You can do that. But when you put this book together, is there one story you'd be willing to share with my listeners that you would want to convey to them? Is there something you really look at in that book and are glad you told it?
I mean, I think there's several stories in the book, but obviously, you know, the difficult times for me are when I was in jail and away from my four daughters. So I think that's a story where really hits home to people about the message of making better choices, because it was very difficult with me being a father of four daughters to be away from them and be in the federal prison.
Let me ask you this. How much has that really cost you in your life when it comes to your family, that choice?
It cost me a great deal, but, you know, I've been able to rebuild those relationships with my daughters. I've been very fortunate that my parents stood by me from day one. My father, even though he was a top college basketball official refereed in the Final Four, walked out of the courthouse with me the day of the sentencing. So I've been very fortunate to have a good family backing in this whole situation.
Yeah, and Tim, let me ask you that. I mean, you had, I'm sure, 13 years in the NBA, most of your life, around refereeing games at all levels. Have all of those friendships, blown up because they can't be around you at this point? Or are there some you still are able to have and grow with?
Very few that I'm able to have and grow with. I still talk to some people that are involved in the NBA. But certainly they're not in a position to kind of be in contact with me because of what I'm doing now versus what they're doing. So it's been difficult, but, like anything in life, things come and go, and the strongest things are with you forever. So I'm pretty fortunate to have a good circle of friends down here also. So, I couldn't be happier right now. Things have really turned for the better for me.
Hey, we've been chatting here. Tim Donaghy, former NBA official. Is most of about the gambling story that he was involved in and caused him to serve time. But you have the new book, Personal Foul. He's going to be making appearances at the Mob Museum, the National Museum of Organized Crime and Law Enforcement here in Las Vegas, March 19th, 10:30 in the morning. That's a Tuesday. And then again, Wednesday, March 20th. And if you want to get information, you can go to themobmuseum.org, and you can look under their events tab, and you can find out everything there is about it. And, Tim, I appreciate the fact that you came on. You're honest with us. I really appreciate it. I was kind of a little hesitant. I'm like, well, what can we ask you? But I appreciate the fact that you answered the questions, and I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully life is going to treat you real well moving forward.
I really appreciate that, and of course we have the NBA playoffs coming up, and I do a lot of analyzing of some of these games, so obviously now you have my phone number, and stay in touch.
Hey, we absolutely will, and also you've got refpicks.com that people can check out, right?
Yes, I would greatly appreciate that, and I'm also on Twitter, so I get back to everybody, so I really appreciate you reaching out to me, and hopefully we'll chat again.
Hey, we will, absolutely. Tim Donaghy with us on the program. As we roll on, it's the Nick Bonsanto Show on the Sports Byline USA Network. Thank you.